Thank you, sir, for joining us.
My pleasure, Erwin.
Let's start with those two congressional races. First, in the 2nd District, neither incumbent Republican Bruce Poliquin nor his current Democratic challenger, Emily Kane, has an opponent. So it looks like the only contested race is in the 1st District, where Democrat Shelley Pingree is running for another term, and two Republicans are running for her seat.
It is interesting, one, that Emily Kane does not have a primary opponent. There are many Democrats who had looked at that. There have been a lot of talk of Jeff McCabe running. Joe Baldacci had looked very much into running, left the race a couple of months ago when it looked like he was not going to be able to raise enough money to run. And in Kane's case, there was a big push from some folks to unite the party behind Kane. Certainly some women's groups from out of state were trying to do that, and her declaration very early. So it looks like she had a strategy to have an uncontested primary that succeeded for her. On the Republican side, you know, it's interesting to see that there's a contested primary. We have not had a contested primary in that district in most cases, and you've got two candidates that reflect the desire a lot of Republicans have, a lot of Trump supporters certainly, to have an outsider, somebody who is not a visible political figure. So this isn't somebody like Charlie Summers running again, who we have seen, or Rick Bennett, or any of those sort of people. Neither Andy Smith nor Mark Holbrook are particularly well known, but they've certainly been aggressive in trying to get their name out. It's unusual to see an ad so early for a race for the House of Representatives, and Andy Smith has those ads out with South Park-like characters mocking Shelley Pingree for her trip to Cuba, suggesting that she's out of touch on issues and a range of things. And I think there's more antipathy personally toward Shelley Pingree among Republicans than there was against Tom Allen in his time. So I don't think this means that Pingree is probably in trouble, but I think it does show that there is there's a hunger out there among Republicans to offer something that's a real alternative to traditional Washington politics. And the common factor most of them have is you have a popular or at least frequently reelected incumbent who is leaving out of term limits. And most of these are in the state Senate. One that's interesting in the House would be Bob Nutting's seat in Sydney and Oakland, where there's a Republican primary. A lot of the primaries are in the Portland area, where generally Democrats have done well. In seat 28, where Ann Haskell is stepping aside, you've got a three-way primary between three very prominent Democrats: Ann Peoples, who's been a state legislator, Mark Dion, who's been a sheriff and a state legislator, and Jill Dusan, who's been very active in Maine politics and in Portland, elected in Portland city politics for many years. That's a very interesting Democratic primary. Also, in the Portland area, you've got the Senate 27 seat that was Justin Alphon's seat, with Ben Shipman stepping away from being an independent, running in the Democratic primary against Diane Russell. And then up in Kennebec County, I think maybe the most interesting race, and one of the very few, if not the only, Senate primary where both parties have a contested race, is the District 14 race. That's Gardner, Hollowell, those areas. The Republicans have two candidates, neither particularly well-known, but one handpicked by Earl McCormick, the longtime incumbent from that Republican incumbent from that seat, and then two quite well-known Democrats, Terry Berry, who's one of the best-known realtors in Kennebec County, and Gardner City Councilman, is running against Shenna Bellows, who is the state Democratic nominee for the United States Senate in the last Senate election. So you have contested races in both the Republican and Democratic sides in the 14th District. District 31 has the Barry Hobbins-Justin Charette race down in Saco to replace Linda Valentino. But most places don't have a contested primary for this or the wide range of offices. A lot of people will be voting on county commissioner. We do have a good primary here in Kennebec County between three candidates, two of whom have been well-known state legislators, with former state representative Parity and Patsy Crockett running against each other, and the former town manager of Windsor also in that race. But most of those races have uncontested primaries, and there is no statewide issue. Sometimes in June, you'll get a bond issue. There aren't any of those kinds of votes going on statewide, but there are lots of local primaries going on.
You know, I'm curious, as we talk about legislative races, as you know, Governor LePage has been bad-mouthing legislators of both parties from time to time. Is there any sign he's gotten involved in any of these races?
If the sign is to see that candidates are actually challenging the people he's been unhappy with, I think you'd have to say the answer is no. He really made a lot of noise, particularly in the Republican Party, that he was going to look for Republicans that were more loyal to him, that were more amenable to him. But the people who've been the biggest thorns in his side don't have primary challengers. There's no challenger for Tom Saviello or Roger Cates. There have been a lot of talk. Senator Thibodeau might have a challenger. He doesn't have one listed. So I think that's really fizzled.